Well, the changing advice around the AstraZeneca vaccine, central to our immunisation program, has been a challenge to keep track of, to say the least. Now, the vaccine's developer is warning that what she's called mixed messages about its safety and efficacy in Australia may cost lives. Differing commentary from political leaders and medical experts has apparently added to the confusion. So where does the advice stand now, and how did we get here? Gavin Coote takes a look.
For a country with traditionally low levels of vaccine hesitancy, it's certainly become a thorny issue in Australia's fight against COVID. So, with Sydney now in its most desperate state since the pandemic began, and AstraZeneca doses in ample supply, one of the developers of the vaccine, Sarah Gilbert, is making her frustrations plain.
It's a great shame there are vaccines sitting there not being used. If people have received the wrong message and are just too worried about going to get vaccine now, that really could have very long-term effects, and you know, we could see a lot of lives lost because of it.
Just a month ago, the British scientist received a standing ovation at Wimbledon. Her home country gave the AstraZeneca vaccine emergency approval in December last year. Since then, it's been the backbone of the United Kingdom's fight against COVID-19. It wasn't until mid-February that Australia's medical regulator approved the vaccine, with agreements in place to get more than 53 million doses, the bulk of which would be produced locally. But already issues had been emerging. Just a week earlier, South Africa put its AstraZeneca rollout on hold, citing concerns about limited efficacy against variants. But it's been the issue of side effects that's been behind much of the volatility.
Good evening.
Amid growing evidence of a rare blood clotting disorder, Prime Minister Scott Morrison called a snap evening press conference in April, advising people under 50 to get the Pfizer vaccine.
Australia's journey through COVID has been certainly one of the world's best. We've had our successes, but we've also had our setbacks.
That guidance by the expert group ATAGI shifted once again.
Another twist in the AstraZeneca saga. Authorities say it's now too risky for those in their 50s. They cite recent clotting side effects.
But as Delta cases emerged across multiple fronts in Australia late last month, many were asking if it was time to reassess the risks for younger people, given the limited supply of Pfizer. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young, had some frank views about this.
I don't want an 18-year-old in Queensland dying from a clotting illness who, if they got COVID, probably wouldn't die.
At around the same time, the federal government had announced an indemnity scheme for doctors, which emboldened them to offer the vaccine to under 60s. And putting him at odds again with some of the experts, the Prime Minister became critical of ATAGI's approach.
ATAGI has been very cautious, and that had a massive impact on the rollout of the vaccine program. It really did. It slowed it considerably, and it put us behind. And we wish that wasn't the result, but it was. Those decisions are made independent of government and should be.
And just as the situation in Sydney has changed since then, so too has the advice from ATAGI. Its guidance maintains the benefits of AstraZeneca outweigh the risks for those over 60. And for those under 60 in COVID outbreak areas, such as Sydney, ATAGI is recommending, where Pfizer is not available, adults reassess the benefits of an AstraZeneca vaccine versus the rare risk of a serious side effect. And now that the vaccine is available to under 40s in New South Wales vaccination hubs, its Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, is backing it in.
I have had AstraZeneca. My husband, who I do care for dearly, my mother-in-law, who again I care for dearly, has had her two doses of AstraZeneca. So I just want to say that the Chief Health Officer would not recommend AstraZeneca to someone that they care about if they had concerns that the risks of AstraZeneca are infinitesimally small compared to the benefits.
That's the New South Wales Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, ending Gavin Coote's report.